Austin to find a store near you.
Seven after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Clay Cohut, Roberta Fasanelli, and Dr. Jack Stockwell here in the fold. I would pass along, as we're all getting started doing our taxes, don't forget, you have to keep all the information. Roberta, I'm betting you're pretty good at this.
I have everything in three-ring binders.
Right. And you go back, you have to keep, at this point, you should have back to 2004. Keep it just in case, although they're not really do much. After 3 years, pretty much, yeah. But you ought to keep it around for 7 years.
What is that?
I don't know. What is that?
Oh, it's my microphone. Sorry.
No. There he is, that broadcast consummate professional.
You know,
let me see. Clay, is my microphone on?
You know what that gets you, Clay?
Yeah.
11 minutes in the corner.
It gets you. Yeah,
there you go.
Your microphone gets shut off.
Fader down.
More important information, Clay. Again, be put aside anyway, Richie, because Dr. Jack is here.
That's right.
Everybody pretty much is spellbound when he's on with us. This is an hour in the program which we devote a lot of our time daily. Dr. Ken is here, and on Thursdays, Dr. Jack is here. Jack Stockwell is a well-known NUCA practitioner. He's a chiropractor that specializes in dealing with your neck, shoulders, up, and the kinds of things can be adjusted to help you survive better, to have you... I'm looking at Charlotte. Charlotte gets regular chiropractic care, but I don't know if we... Can you do dogs the NUCA way? And what do you say in general to people who ask you whether or not they're pets? A lot of people are into this now. Pets having chiropractic and acupuncture, does it work? And do you subscribe to it? And is there anything in the way you practice chiropractic that you could do a dog any good in with?
There's a board-certified NUCA doctor down in New Mexico. Mm-hmm. Who actually does animals. It's the only one I know of, but there's a lot of chiropractors who will do the traditional kind of chiropractic with animals. All I need is a spine, and a spine that's misaligned to take care of them. If you go to the Triple Crown, and you go into those paddocks where the horses are kept, they all have their own personal chiropractor.
Yeah.
Amazing, huh?
I can't, as much as my dog loves me and trusts me, I can't imagine what my dog would do if I took his neck and tried to snap it.
Well, that's not what they do. Now, see, that's the same stupid thing that everybody thinks that's what a chiropractor does.
Hey, I'm not so ignorant when I laid on the chiropractor's table once a month for
the
past 2 or 3 years.
How
do you align their neck? I mean, they align my neck by taking it and slowly turning it, and then just a slight jerk.
That isn't what Jack does.
No,
and by the way,
maybe
somebody ought to twist your neck a little bit more the next time we get them into it.
Well, then how do they do yours?
Go ahead, Jack. You explain that.
Well, what I do is very X-ray intensive on the first visit. I have no idea what to do to anybody until I can see it on film, because often what I'm looking for is a correction as small as a millimeter.
Right, which is what they've done to me.
Well,
they took an X-ray. The first time I went in, they took an X-ray of me.
All right, I'd like to see.
But they didn't move your head a millimeter. Your head might move a lot more than that.
Anyway,
when I work on Doug, he's lying there motionless on his side and a very light touch behind the ear. A very light touch behind the ear. He hardly knows I've done anything till after I've done it. This is like some of the
women that I've been involved in over the years.
This is the best thing I've ever run across for low back pain, for sciatica, and for headache migraine problems.
A minor touch, a light touch behind the ear.
A very light touch behind the ear.
He's oversimplifying it. He works up and down on your neck, and there's a rhythm that goes with what he's doing. You may not sense it or notice it, but there is, and this is what's so fantastic about it. Maybe that's why it works as well as it does, because people aren't really, it's not what you're looking for. Your sense of what he ought to be doing versus what he really is doing is night and day. In my experience, anyway, well, maybe somebody else who'd been through it would tell you something different. But I don't, it's not like the typical chiropractic adjustment at all. There's no snapping, twisting,
snap, crackle, pop. Right.
No, none of that.
No, the kind of technique I perform is actually being scrutinized in three separate independent medical studies right now.
Yeah. And by the way, I'm not saying that one or the other doesn't work or will. The regular chiropractic, if you have a good practitioner, is good for the lower back and the hips and stuff.
I don't like the neck part of it. Yeah, no, it's a little, but it helps. I mean,
yeah, you can feel the blood rush differently into your head. Yeah, yeah.
I used to have a constant problem with my hip area being out of whack. And over the course of a year, them just adjusting, I don't have problems with it anymore. I haven't had a problem with it in I can't remember how long. Mm-hmm. And so it made a lasting, permanent, I think, improvement in the skeletal structure of my body. Mm. So, you know, I guess they know what they're doing. It seems to me like I'm better.
In a moment, we're going to talk about the risk of autism. What happens, there's this big... to do about the study that was done in Britain connecting autism to mercury and the shots and the teeth and all that other stuff. But there is more to this. Jack will give us that update. Peter Greenberg in a few minutes. Also, some tips on seeing animals in their natural habitat. Some great trips available there. And later on in the month, both of those things are applicable. We'll update you on our MetaFast diet and how you can get in on it if you haven't. But there are some interesting results already happening, like overnight. 13 and change after on Good Day.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Preventive care is a critical component of limiting lifetime complications for persons with diabetes. According to the Society for Vascular Surgery, when complications develop, aggressive management of contributing factors to atherosclerosis, otherwise known as hardening of the arteries, is also very important to managing the disease and preventing stroke, heart attack, and leg amputations. Atherosclerosis is a known side effect of long-term diabetes that, in the worst-case scenarios, may lead to blockages in the diabetic's heart, brain, or leg arteries. If you have diabetes, see a vascular surgeon to care for your arteries and blood vessels. Today's vascular surgeons are the only specialists who are skilled in all vascular therapies. They're comprehensively trained in medical, endovascular, and surgical therapies. Vascular surgeons are the experts who provide the best diagnosis and treatment for vascular conditions. To learn more about your vascular health and to find a vascular surgeon, visit the Society for Vascular Surgery's website at www.vascularweb.org.
Dear Mom and Dad, one thing I've learned in the Army is that when you're lucky enough to get a little time off, you should put it to good use. So I'm taking a moment to write and tell you that I'm fine and doing well. We have good days and bad days over here. We try to remember the good ones and get through the bad ones as best we can. Mostly we have each other, and that's what keeps us going. That and the pride of our commitment to getting the job done, whatever it takes. I miss you all very much and can't wait to get back to life as usual. Please tell everybody hello for me, and that I'll be home soon. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people, people just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
16 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. His web address is jackstockwell.com. So this study out this week, every day I like to focus on a different study. This one happens to have come online yesterday. The risk of autism increases in closely spaced pregnancies. In other words, if you conceive a child, have the child, and then have another one within 12 months, apparently that is dangerous. Why would that be? This is from the Journal of Pediatrics. Why would it be that if you have babies that closely together, there's a problem with the second sibling?
Well, the mother, obviously, the mother's body has to recover from the previous birth in the sense of having adequate nutrition all across the board rebuilt into her body, because that developing baby is going to take it. It's not like the mother surrenders it. The baby is going to take it. And if it's not there, the baby isn't going to get it. And some of the most sensitive tissue involved in the first year or two of life is the nervous tissue, because your nervous system takes another 6 years after birth to finish all of its wiring and synaptic connections.
That's why you don't put a child in front of a television screen or a computer until he or she is well over 3 years of age, because otherwise you're just courting, inviting disaster.
Well, I'd agree with that. Yeah. There's no doubt about that.
And so you got autism here that's created that way. Now, what do you make of all the hoopla that has come as a result of this British study, which was faked? All these people are like, oh, see, we told you. But there are dozens of other studies that weren't faked that show basically the same thing, the connection to autism and having mercury fillings, or having the shots, more importantly. When you have a child that's supposed to get the regular shots, they even I think I've been told that most of the people that supply those vaccines have gotten rid of the silver as a binder. But that doesn't sound like everybody has. There's not somebody has a certified that, nope, you can no more find it, because you can.
Yeah, you can. They'll still find it in there.
It's cheaper,
and
that's why they have people to use it, because it's cheaper.
And mercury is the most toxic substance that naturally occurs on this planet when it gets near the nervous system. It actually kills nerve endings.
Right.
And the number of mothers that I've dealt with who brought their autistic children into my clinic with tears pouring down their cheeks, he was just fine. And then he got this shot, and within 48, 72 hours, he was gone.
Yeah.
So there's obviously a link there. And Wakefield, there'll be a resurgence of Wakefield's study here. This was just a huge move by the pharmaceutical companies against what he's done. And if you
But he didn't fake the results. He was a fake.
Yeah. The jury's still out in my mind.
Well, it doesn't. I'm not in agreement with you on that one. What I looked at looked like he pretty much skewed it. But the other side of it is that there are plenty of other studies that have been done, and he's being discredited. Therefore, all the other studies are being discredited. That's where I think the mistake is.
Well, you look at the Amish population that does not vaccinate.
Yeah.
And,
no autism
and it,
there.
And it's almost unheard of in their population.
Well, it was almost unheard of here until, 100 years ago? Even when I was a kid, it wasn't anywhere near the problem as it is today. When you and I were kids, there were some kids that had it. You knew it. But you didn't know what it was, but you knew there was something there. And as you become more mature, you learn about it.
Well, certainly.
But the number of children, first of all, there are very few people that are having children in our country anyway, as quickly as 12 months. Most people are now spreading out their children, and they're not having as many of them. So does that bode well for the future of having all these? I mean, we have, what is it?
How about having them later in life?
12
or
something?
You know, like my wife and I, we didn't start having kids until we were 39.
Yeah.
Well, that was
that happens a lot now.
Yeah, that's true. And by the other, on the other hand, you're having children born to 16, 17, 18-year-old girls who are having the kinds of problems that it used to be in the late 40s that a woman would have a child, simply because of the horrible nutritional status of our teenage girls.
Well, that's it. There's another thing. The nutritional status of mothers in general leads to problems. If you're starving yourself, you're starving your child. Duh. And as Jack just said, they're going to take, the baby's going to take whatever it can in there. And if you got enough of it, they're going to take away from you, so it'll affect your health. JackStockwell.com is the website to check out. Thank you, Jack.
Thank you, guys.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sightglass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Sweet Beatles ballads.
Only waiting for this moment to arrive.
Dateline Athens, Alabama.
Well, yeah.
Yesterday, along Interstate 65, the blackbirds started falling out of the sky like they have in other parts of the country. So far, like 188,000 birds, apparently, I don't know who's counting them, have fallen out of the sky last 18, 19 days? How long has this been going on? Less than...
With the different kinds of birds?
Different kind of birds just falling, sometimes hundreds, sometimes thousands.
Birds and fish.
Falling out. The fish are falling out of the sky, too?
Fish are falling out of the sky, right into the rivers and the oceans, yep.
Well, this is a pretty poignant picture I'm looking. We ought to post this, Clay, on the website, although it's kind of negative. It's kind of loud. No, never mind. I don't want to see a bunch of dead birds laying along the side of the highway, but that's what's happening. And all of the birds, according to wildlife biologist Mitchell Marks, had clear signs of trauma. So what is this? What is going on? There are power lines.
They're falling out of the sky into the road.
Well, but, okay. Yeah, I guess they'd have to have double blunt force trauma.
Right.
If they were falling
out of
there.
One blunt force trauma is going to come from hitting the road.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's true. But what's the story? I don't know. There were 450 blackbirds that were electrocuted in Louisiana the other day. On the first of the year in Arkansas, thousands of blackbirds were killed in the fireworks displays on New Year's Eve. Who's buying that stuff? Is this a conspiracy? Is there something going
Jennifer
on?
Jennifer thinks they're hitting invisible UFOs.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Right.
I agree with that. Or, the crazy guy that ended up in the dumpster, he was supposedly going to tell the government to stop releasing gas on us.
Yeah, they're releasing gas on us.
Yeah, that there's this like big airplane in Arkansas that's releasing gas. There's a leak in it, and it was releasing gas.
I've heard that one too.
But I kind of believe it because I've watched too much TV. Because everybody said, "Well, you have to discount the guy that ended up dead in the dumpster because he looked crazy, like he was on a bender up until the time he died." But what if the government was chastening him, poisoning him, and he just looked crazy on all these security cameras, but he was actually being pursued by the evil people behind the scenes.
Yeah, if I were being pursued by government guys, nuts. Men in black, I'd be a little crazy too. Yeah.
Right. So what I want to know, in terms of this stuff, there are other people who are theorizing that these things happen all the time, and we just don't know about it. If you look at the news media and them scrambling again, this is another example of having too much time and not enough things to cover, so they pay attention to this sort of thing. You think that's true? Would there be a big, if there were that many crickets that were killed, do you think there'd be coverage of it in the news media? Thousands of crickets got run over on the
highway. With regard to the fish that died in the Chesapeake Bay, this has happened two times before in the past 30 years.
Yeah.
Because of cold snaps catching these fish.
I know what it is. I know what it is.
What?
Actually.
What?
I've decided that the government has, as part of the new health operation, a senior citizen death ray, and they're testing it on the birds and the fish.
I've heard this.
That's a good one, too.
Right? They want to kill the older of the species. So they're shooting at old birds.
Mm-hmm.
They're shooting at old fish. And pretty soon they'll be shooting at old-timers. They'll be getting on it. Old bird, old bees. The bees. Where are the bees? The bees are all gone.
Yep, bees are all gone.
Yeah?
Bumblebees. Remember that? We lost bumblebees, fish, and birds.
Yeah. So who's to
say? How are you going to learn about the birds and the bees if they're all gone?
Oh, this is a whole big, they don't want to learn. The religious don't want that to happen. So remember Chicken Little, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. A lot of strange coincidences here. I'd want to do more. If I were you folks at home and you had time on your hands today, I'd suggest you do a little research into why all the birds are falling out of the sky and the fish are dying in our lakes and streams.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Aquariums and zoos are easy way to see animals, but what about seeing them in their natural habitat? You can catch penguins and sheep sharing a hillside at the Penguin Conservation Reserve in New Zealand. Here, tour operators are careful to leave these habitats undisturbed, with guests viewing the wildlife from a safe distance. Southeastern Ohio is home to The Wilds, a 10,000-acre conservation center where you can get a hands-on experience in conservation through their community service program appropriately titled Wild Hands. Even more, if a guided tour or day of volunteering isn't enough for you, there are more engaging and intensive programs out there. Try taking a travel tour with the Nature Conservancy, a conservation organization that operates in all 50 states and 30 countries worldwide. Immerse yourself in nature reserves where you can get up close and personal with some of the more curious creatures and know that you're supporting efforts to make sure they remain there. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Take trips, not chances, when traveling. Even the safest traveler can get hurt. If you're injured or fall ill while traveling, you'll want to be with your doctor in the hospital of your choice. You need MedJet Assist, a medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. If you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transportation directly to the hospital of your choice. Travel safely, be smart, get MedJet. Sign up today at MedJet.com. MedJet Assist. Take trips, not chances. You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's Totally Wicked. Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World, WHEY.com.
After the hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Clay will have his daily report of social media headlines or the
expecting much from Clay today.
No, that's good. Don't do expectations too high.
So tune in. This could be a good car crash.
Yeah. The Facebook Friend of the Week, you know about this. You can apply for attention here as we ask folks who are on Facebook to send us something on the wall. It connects you to us. Tell us why you would like to be interviewed. And on Fridays, we try to get a random Facebook fan, set up an on-the-air interview with you and learn a little bit more about you in a personal way. It is, I guess, that could be, could we, if we have it on the air and then it is rebroadcast, is that a retweet of that conversation? You can download it, have it later on.
Sure.
Would that be considered a retweet?
A retweet is if you actually take a tweet that has been sent and resend it.
Or is that something that someone who has a bad lisp says about going on vacation?
A wee tweet.
A wee tweet.
Yes. Remember that? Rockin' Robin was the name of that song. Rockin' Robin.
Tweet.
25 before the hour. Roberta and Jennifer and Rich and Doug and Clay. The video of the day, actually, there are a couple of them. We've had a lot of beer stuff this week. If you have it, we compile these and keep them up there until there's some glitch. Right, Clay? There's normally a month or two or three of video up there, and we have one a day or two a day sometimes, and we just add to it so they stay in the archive. So you can see yesterday's videos. That one of them was very clever, a four poster, sort of. It's a beer machine that fills plastic glasses from the bottom, and we still haven't figured out how it works.
Yeah, we have. You just refuse to accept it.
No, you're kidding. Yeah, you told me.
I was right. It's magnets. We looked it up.
You're sure?
Yeah.
Magnets where,
though? There's a metal ring inserted in the plastic circle in the bottom of the plastic cup.
Yeah.
And it has the metal ring. So when you set it down on the countertop that has the thing that pushes up the metal circle, it fills it with the beer. Then when you lift the cup up, the plastic circle with the metal ring in it.
But how do they
have
that's got to be expensive. Isn't that for a plastic cup that you're throwing away? That's why it didn't make any sense to
that's
me.
That's what it is.
Yeah. I'm not buying that. You better prove it. I'm checking that out on Snopes. I'm going right to Snopes.
It's how it works.
Check that right out.
And you can buy it. It's just a matter of whether it's the best way to do it. It's cool.
Yeah. Do they save the plastic cups and use them over again?
I don't know.
If they use them over again, that makes sense. They throw them away. It doesn't make any sense.
I don't know.
All right. So today's clever Budweiser commercial shows a referee getting his comeuppance not once, but twice.
I've seen this. This is
it
funny.
Is very funny.
This was all over TV a few months ago, but it's definitely one of the classic commercials.
Well, this is kind of a commercial you'd see on a Super Bowl. Super Bowl type commercial.
It's that fun.
Very close call. Could have gone either way. It was right on the line.
Well, Ferguson's not too happy with it, I can tell you that much.
He's beating him like a rented mule.
And the ref's just tuning him out.
Boy, where do you train to take a beating like that?
And to think I could have married Don Hoffman. And would it hurt for you to say that you love me once in a while?
Notice the women aren't laughing.
No. And notice the people, I'm laughing because I'm not there. And yourself. Yeah. The other video that Clay's is a assembly video. It lasts about a minute and a half or so, I think. Doesn't it? 2 minutes? Clay, it's how a Boeing 737 gets assembled in the Boeing plant, and it is fascinating. Shows the fuselage of the plane coming on a train, because they carry them, they manufacture them elsewhere, and they assemble them in Washington. So they put them on flat cars, ship them up there, and then all the other parts come in, and they put them all together, and it is fascinating to watch how they do this.
I've seen this on
and they assemble them in Washington. So they put them on flat. What am I listening to?
That was us on the Ustream feed.
Oh, very good. Well, cool. Working well.
Yeah, but it's cool, though. I've seen this on how they do that or how it's made.
How do they do that?
Yeah, it's very cool.
It is very good. Our poll today at DougStefan.com, TheGoodDayShow.com. Which of these service industries does the best job? This follows on the heel of us listing earlier today the 15 most hated companies in America. So we decided we'd turn it around for the better. Which of these companies does the best job? Which of these industries, not companies, companies in these industries? Is it the cable television business? Is it the telephone company? Is it the airline business? With maybe a couple of exceptions. Is it the banking business? Except for the local banks. Home utilities, the utility companies? These are all awful. Why don't you come up with some good ones, Clay?
Well, except for the local home utilities companies.
What about they're no good.
These are all the companies that were represented in that story.
Yeah, I know. And they were all.
So what we're trying to do is find out, okay, of those bad providers, which one of them is the best?
Yeah, none.
Did you put government in there?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Right. None of them. All right, I vote for zero. You put none. Don't you put none on there?
I put none of the above.
None of the above, Clay?
Yeah, none of the above.
Please. Okay. Yesterday's poll, are you more or less likely to buy a gun since the shooting in Arizona? This comes about as a realization that gun sales have doubled in Arizona in the past week. People everywhere in Arizona going out to buy a gun. Why? Hello? Who are you going to shoot? This guy's in custody. So are you thinking there are dozens more of him on the street? You're going to go out. How foolish are people? Is this me who thinks this? Am I the only one who thinks this?
You think this will be the last public shooting ever?
No, of course not.
Okay, well, then apparently neither do these people.
Yeah, okay. Well, then that means they're going to shoot back. That's the line from the people who say...
Maybe they think it's going to be harder to get a gun, that's going to go away, so they want
to... No, it's going to be harder to get a gun. Only people... There's not nothing to change. Between the NRA and the gun, whatever the company... what's that other nonprofit Gun Owners of America.
Yeah.
Larry Price and Neil LaPierre or Wayne LaPierre.
Wayne LaPierre is, yeah, right.
Okay. So between those guys, they kill everything. That they have so much power, so much, they have too much power to influence bills. Anything that may affect a bill, anything that may come even within 900 miles of affecting gun ownership, they try to kill the bill.
Did you hear the story yesterday about the gun that was being manufactured now? Joe Wilson, the congressman that stood up and yelled, "You lied."
Yep.
There's a gun manufacturer in his district, and they are creating a new gun, and they want to honor him in some way.
Oh, yeah?
So they're putting "You lied" on part of the gun, and it's called the "You Lied AK-47" or something like that.
Yeah, great.
I saw that, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Lovely.
He has got to be just going, how do I get out of this?
Yep.
How do I tell him thanks but no thanks?
If he's smart, that's what he's thinking.
But it's in his district. It's a business in his – how do you tell a business in your district, hey, listen, don't honor me?
19 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. All right, here's the real bad Facebook story of the day.
Uh-oh.
Ready for this?
I don't want the bad news. Give me the good news.
Nah, you got the good news already. This is the story. Well, actually, this is a good story in that it gives women a warning. There are people who have been using dead soldiers' pictures to dupe women into being interested in them on Facebook.
Give me that again.
There are men who are using dead soldiers' pictures, not the dead soldier, but the soldier... Is the picture of a soldier been killed in action? Mm. And they
say that that's them, right?
They say it's them, right? Exactly. Here's one a story about Dylan Sorvino, who was a New Yorker, studied law, then became an Army soldier so he could fight in Afghanistan. He engaged women online in poker games, invited them on dates, and then he never showed up. He would talk about him having to go back into the service or go back on duty or whatever it is. There was another one, Sergeant Roberto Sanchez. And I can go on. There are four or five other people who have been tricking. There's a story about Carolyn Hines, Minnesota divorcee, fell for Sorvino, tried to find him and couldn't. Anyway, they found at Facebook after an examination there was a thread going on here. These women were being duped into various things. Apparently, these guys were trying to extract money from them for a trip. So, I don't have any money. Can you send me some money so I can meet you? And they'd send $400 or $500. The guys keep the money and never see them because they wouldn't give the right name. And nobody knew what they looked like because they were using pictures of deceased soldiers. So,
you know, there has to be, and I hadn't thought about this, but now that you bring this up, there has to be dirtbags out there that are using dead soldiers' names, stealing their identities.
Yep. Right.
That's got to just be running rampant right now.
Yeah. Well, those are the next guys that ought to be on the list, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
16 before the hour. Speaking of lists, Dr. Ken Kronaus has a list of today's important... Oh, I didn't get to... Clay, sorry, Clay. Speaking of lists, we played up the fact that this is going to be a Lollapalooza of a social media report. What do you have today? What's the big story?
Well, Google is hosting a national or international science competition now with a $50,000 prize for kids the ages between 13 and 18. But you got to be pretty smart to enter it because they're not just looking for a baking soda volcano. An example of one submission that Google posted was from a high school student in Oregon who claims to have written an algorithm which could enable a robot to negotiate its way through a hospital carrying linen sheets. So they're looking for some pretty crazy ideas, and they're going to fly the top 10 people out to California to pitch their ideas to some of the world's leading science luminaries.
Wow. Sounds like a pretty good deal. How do you get in on that?
You just submitted it to Google.com.
That's it. What do you look for? What's the keyword that you look for at Google? Once you got to Google, what are you looking for?
Just type in Google Science Fair.
That's
it. And it'll take you there. Yeah.
Google Science Fair. All right. Bring your children in on that. Dr. Ken won a science fair. He'll tell us that story. It's an amazing story about how he developed something very, very rare when he was a child. And he'll tell you that story. Plus, to help you out with the medical headlines of the day, up next on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're gonna have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
It's time for Dr. Ken Kronos here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, brought to you in part by the folks who are responsible for Medifast, helping so many tens of thousands of people every year. The Medifast diet is fast, safe, simple, satisfying. Richie's on it. His wife is on it. Jennifer's on it. Roberta's on it. They don't think I can stay on it because of my trip next week, but I still have months to work on this.
Yeah.
All right, so, Ken, you can lose up to 20 pounds the first month. You've looked at this thing, and you think it is A-OK.
This works. It's the real thing. It's a healthy lifestyle. I love the food. I listen to my patients every day tell me about how effective it is. It stays off. If you're looking now in the new year for a lifestyle, a healthy way to lose the weight you've been dreaming about, I think we have the answer.
Here's how you save $50. Log on now to MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115. Use code Dr. Ken. Save $50 on your MetaFast program, first month's food. That's MetaFastKen, all one word, MetaFastKen.com, or call 800-506-4115. Don't forget the code Dr. D-R-K-E-N. Call now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Go online for a complete program and discount details. That's MetaFastKen.com, 800-506-4115. All right, so tell us about your science experiment. People thought I was yanking their chain. You had a marvelous experience when you were, what, a high schooler or a junior high schooler?
I was in seventh grade. Among all the seventh, eighth, and ninth graders, placed first place in the science fair. I compared the effects of fertilizing onion plants, either injecting it directly into the plant or pouring it over the plant, and discovered that injecting was better.
There you go. How about that, boys and girls?
Wow.
Those of you who want to grow some onions in your backyard.
Yeah. So did you really know that, Doug, or did you just take a good guess that Ken would have been an excellent science student?
Dr. Ken would like to tell us about Congresswoman Gifford's recovery. Dr. Ken, what is her chance for complete recovery?
Well, this is a challenging question that I'm getting from everybody. Congressman Gifford's biggest concerns now are brain swelling, risk of lung or brain infection, further bleeding and seizures, and also the quality of her survival. Her brain is going to continue to recover for 6 to 18 months, Doug. It's very rare for a person with extensive brain damage to regain all of their abilities and functions he or she had before the injury. People who suffer damage to the left side of the brain tend to have, here's a list if we have time, difficulty speaking and understanding speech, difficulty reading, increased impulsivity, lack of emotional control, decreased problem-solving ability, diminished long-term planning, and problems with hand-eye coordination.
So, but the fact she could open her eyes yesterday was an amazing thing, at least it would seem after...
Well, she's going to survive, and only about 5 to 10% of people survive such an ordeal, and that's encouraging, but she's going to have a rocky road.
All right, another item here about exercise and how it may help if you have IBS.
Irritable bowel syndrome. We know that exercise is helpful for the heart, the lungs, the brain, but now it's been proved that it's also helpful for the bowel. Those who have these symptoms of diarrhea, bloating, constipation, and there's no anatomic discovery, identification for the cause, out of the American Journal of Gastroenterology. Talk to your doctors about getting into an exercise program.
And speaking of that, we have Digestive Advantage as a company that we're really happy to extol the value and the virtue of their various products. They have irritable bowel syndrome product. They have a product for lactose intolerance. They have a gas defense. They have enzymes that are added to the probiotics of Sustanex, and that's really a different enzyme for different problems, right?
Exactly. We know that the probiotics are helpful for resuming up your defense system to fight all these bugs that are out there. They also help with your digestive system, but now they've added specific enzymes that help even more. The combination of exercise and digestive advantage, what a wonderful, healthy, natural way to improve your digestion.
Digestive Advantage is the only brand of digestive aids that help you avoid a wide range of gastrointestinal symptoms before they start. Other digestive aid brands are intended for use after the problem. Go to the big box stores, the big drug stores, and get Digestive Advantage.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
It's Elvis from the film Black Hawk Down. Josh Hartnett, Ewan McGregor, Tom Sizemore, Jeremy Piven, Orlando Bloom. Orlando Bloom is 34 today. It's a story about a helicopter crew in Iraq, pretty bloody. It's pretty, pretty.
I used
horrible.
To work with a guy here at the network who got shot in Somalia there during that mission.
Yeah.
That whole thing. He was this nasty
stuff. So, anyway, but the Elvis song is something that we remember more fondly than the movie, perhaps. That's how we get started with movie music and movie moments. Chuck Curry is here. He's the author of the blog Yesterday and Today. No, it's Entertainment Today.
Try that again,
I mean Tomorrow. What is it? Yeah, Entertainment Today and Tomorrow, right, Chuck?
That's not it.
Or Yesterday. Entertainment. Entertainment Today and Beyond. That's,
I love how Chucker's just laying you out there to just die.
Thank you very much, Chuck.
You want to help him out, Chuck? What is it?
Well, you know what it is. After 17 years, Doug, you know, he's on the ball of me. So I just roll with the punch.
There you go. That's clever. Okay, we're going to give you a list of clues. You have to tell me what the movie is.
Oh, we don't get an audio clue today?
No audio. I'm in charge of giving you the clues.
Okay, good.
All right? I like this. And as a matter of fact, I think you can call upon Richie. There's hardly a day goes by that we don't do something that we've done before. I'm readily thinking that we've done this one before, but it's okay because it's a good one and people love it.
All right. The one you're about to give?
Yes.
Okay.
Going to give you. I normally give you, I would give you four clues, but with this one, if I give you the last clue, it makes it so easy that I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to give you three names. You put them together and tell me what the movie is.
So this would be the only movie that these three names have ever appeared in together.
Together. Yes, mm-hmm. Correct. Yep, go that's ahead. Right. 800-510-8255. The three names are Gail Page.
I got it.
Pat O'Brien.
Pat O'Brien.
And Ronald Reagan. And you do not have it.
I do not have it.
800-510.
Is there a monkey in this
but
movie?
I'm guessing you have the movie, Chucker, right?
Gail
Page, Pat O'Brien, Ronald Reagan.
Not Pat O'Brien, the alcoholic entertainment reporter.
No, Pat O'Brien, the alcoholic actor.
Huh?
Gail Page, Pat O'Brien, Ronald Reagan. Only movie they ever did together was this one, and it has a terrific punchline that we all used when Reagan was president.
Ah, 800. Okay. I got it.
510-8255. What's the name?
Yeah.
Now,
you cannot give the giveaway because that will definitely give
it
away.
Of course it does. Yeah, exactly. All right, so anyway, 800-510-8255 is the name of that movie. Chuck will have movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I got to get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
This MLK weekend, take advantage of Sears' big home appliance savings event. Get 30% off all Kenmore appliances and an extra 5% on all Kenmore when you use your Sears card. Plus, get 15% off all other brands and get a Kenmore top-load high-efficiency washer and dryer for only $399.99 each. Hurry into Sears for these incredible savings. Search Sears Appliances for our everyday best prices guaranteed. Sears. Exclusions apply. See stores for details. 30 and 15% offers end 1/19. Kenmore laundry item offer valid 1/13 through 1/18. For full offers, see Sears.com. See price matching policy for details.
Chucker, I'm going to lather you up here a little bit in the goodness. This is a man who knows more about DVDs and videos, movies, that sort of thing, than anybody else I know. That's the credibility to his blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond. All right, Chuck, does that make up for earlier?
Yeah, thank you very much. Good. I just want to point out, you know, this week is the 40-year anniversary to the first airing of All in the Family on CBS.
Wow.
Is it the best sitcom?
Yeah, pretty good stuff.
I think it is, because if you watch it now on TV Land, it holds up just as well as it did when it aired.
What would happen if somebody tried to remake that series?
I just don't think it would work. I think what made that show really work was Carol O'Connor.
I will say the episode where Sammy Davis Jr. kisses him on the cheek is about one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
That's absolute classic. You know, the interesting thing is when All in the Family aired in the 70s, 40 or 50 million people minimum
watch
a week. Now the networks are lucky if they get 6 or 7 to watch any show. Although NCIS on Tuesday night drew 22 million viewers. That's the biggest audience. That Mark Harmon show ever had in its 8 years running, which is so rare nowadays. Very
all right, Terrell, what's the name of that movie?
The Newt Rockne Story.
Newt Rockne, All-American.
Win one for the Gipper.
There it is.
That's it.
You got it, sir. Hold on a second. We'll give you a nice prize. 59.